Hey, so glad you're here. Today we're making easy chicken tortilla soup, and I'm telling you, this one is the real deal. It comes together in about 25 minutes. It's got rotisserie chicken, black beans, corn, and a can of green enchilada sauce doing all the heavy lifting. No pressure cooking needed. We are just using the sauté function on the Instant Pot, like a regular stovetop pot. Which means if you do not even own an Instant Pot, grab a Dutch oven and follow the same steps. Easy. Here is what you need: 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 medium onion diced up, 4 cloves of garlic, or just grab the jar stuff, no judgment here, 2 cups of chicken broth, 1 can of green enchilada sauce, 1 cup of crushed tomatoes, 1 can of black beans drained and rinsed, 1 cup of frozen corn, some cumin, paprika, pepper, and 2 big cups of shredded rotisserie chicken. Oh, and the juice of half a lime. And do not forget the tortilla chips for the top. Those are non-negotiable. Okay, step by step. Set your Instant Pot to sauté mode. Add the oil and let it warm up. Toss in the onion and cook it for about 2 to 3 minutes until it softens up. Then add the garlic and let that go for about 1 minute until it gets nice and fragrant. Here's a little tip. Let that onion get just slightly golden on the edges. That extra minute or two unlocks more flavor through something called the Maillard reaction, and your broth will taste way deeper and more complex. You can actually taste the difference. Now pour in your chicken broth, the enchilada sauce, crushed tomatoes, black beans, corn, cumin, paprika, and pepper. Give it all a good stir, bring it to a light simmer, and let it cook for 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, stir in the rotisserie chicken and let that warm through for a couple of minutes. Turn off the heat, squeeze in that lime juice, and taste it. Adjust the seasoning if you need to. Ladle it into bowls, pile on some crushed tortilla chips, and boom, dinner is served. The lime at the end is key, by the way. If you cook it too long, the lime loses that bright, zesty punch, so always add it right before you eat. Now some fun switch-ups. Throw in some jalapenos or chipotle and adobo if you want heat. Swap in bell peppers or extra corn for more veggies. Swirl in some sour cream or shredded cheese if you want it creamier. And if you have leftover cilantro lime chicken lying around, that on top would be absolutely incredible. This soup keeps in the fridge for 4 to 5 days, freezes beautifully for up to 3 months, just do not add the chips until you're ready to eat, obviously, and honestly, the flavors get even better the next day. Alright, go make this. It is cozy, it is bright, it's exactly the weeknight dinner you want when you need something fast, but still feel like you actually cooked something. And if you try it, come find me online. I would love to hear how it turned out. For the full recipe and ingredient list, visit cookingwithdade.com.